Hi, everyone. Gene Nichols back with you. Another edition of Community Roundup coming your way, and very happy to have with us Jeff Kreider from IMA Helps. Jeff Kreider, welcome back to our microphones.
Thank you, Gene.
We had last spoken to you, and you were planning a trip to Jamaica, a medical humanitarian mission. That's been postponed, as have, I would imagine, any prospective trips.
Yes, we received a call from the Jamaican Ministry of Health back on March 11th informing us that they were needing to cancel all foreign medical missions in Jamaica because of the coronavirus situation. And immediately after we received that call, things just kind of got worse and worse and worse here in the United States with the coronavirus spreading from place to place. We had already amassed a fair amount of material that we were going to use in our medical mission to Jamaica this summer. And some of our volunteers got together and were thinking, you know, we ought to use this equipment, these supplies, and give them to our local hospitals here in the Coachella Valley because they really need it. And they're having a hard time getting even basic supplies like surgical masks and whatnot. And the other thing about this is, you know, IMA Helps is comprised of healthcare workers. You know, we have doctors and nurses who are on the front lines of this epidemic right now. These are our people, our volunteers who are putting their lives literally at risk. And it's kind of a way to do the right thing in both ways. You know, we're helping the community, but we're also helping some of our volunteers who actually are on the front lines of healthcare every day because that's their job.
Some of those volunteers with IMA Helps include Sharon Warner, who's a retired surgical technician from Desert Regional Medical Center, Beth Buchan, supervisor of surgery and scheduling at Eisenhower Medical Center, and Jennifer Padilla, who's an EMT at Loma Linda University Medical Center and also is a coordinator for your IMA Helps missions. So you're keeping it in family, and that a lot of the IMA volunteers are active, working, employed healthcare professionals here in this general region. And you're helping out places like Desert Regional Medical Center, Desert AIDS Project, Eisenhower Medical Center. They've got that COVID-19 hotline set up. And you're also helping Loma Linda University Medical Center out in the Inland Empire. So you're getting it in the hands of the people who need it most. And kudos to IMA Helps and your great president and founder, Ennis Allen, who decided to go this route.
Thank you, Gene. Yeah, it's just been surreal, everything that we have experienced in these last several weeks here in the United States and here in the Coachella Valley. And it's really quite ironic because these hospitals normally make donations to us to help us with our medical missions. And so now the tables are turned. And because of the shortages of supplies here in the United States, we found ourselves in a position where we could actually help them. And we feel it's just something very important that we need to do right now because we're facing an emergency. And we're just very grateful that we have the connections, we have the volunteers who are in touch with the emergency staff at these different hospitals. They know exactly what they need. And so we've had volunteers going through our storage warehouse in Cathedral City the past couple of weeks, sorting through all the boxes of supplies that we have to give them the kinds of material that they can use right now. So we have kind of a variety of things. We have surgical masks, we have disposable stethoscopes, we have shoe covers, we have goggles, cleaning wipes, we have gowns, protective gowns, and a lot of this material, the majority of it is disposable, and that is in very short supply right now. So the greater quantities that we can provide to our local healthcare facilities, the better. And so Jennifer Padilla is actually out making deliveries today as we speak. And it's just really surreal to be in a situation where we're actually having to do a humanitarian medical mission of sorts right here in the Coachella Valley.
We also want to give a big thank you to the ER doctor at Eisenhower, Dr. David Aramnis, who is also a volunteer and works on his own time with IMA Helps and has gone on several humanitarian missions with IMA Helps and helping out the impoverished people in Central and South America. So we mentioned the other folks who are doing some great work there, and Dr. David Aramnis, certainly an emergency room doctor at Eisenhower, front and center in this struggle, which is hitting home pretty hard here in Riverside County in the Coachella Valley. the stuff that's going on with COVID-19, the concerns, the threats, the lockdowns, the shelter in place, what might that do to IMA Helps and the humanitarian missions you've been doing around the world going forward? Might there be something scheduled later this year, Jeff, or no?
Well, as it stands right now, we have postponed our mission to Jamaica until next summer. And so we won't be doing any other mission work here other than we normally volunteer with Coachella Valley Volunteers in Medicine and the Flying Doctors at a day-long medical mission that they do at Desert Mirage High School in Thermal on the last Saturday of September each year. We typically provide a lot of medicines and supplies, and we bring doctors of internal medicine and dentists to that event. So we've been participating in that in partnership with others for many years. So assuming that it is safe to have that kind of event at the end of September, we will certainly be doing that again. And in terms of our next medical missions, you know, this isn't only dependent on what's happening here in the United States, but it's dependent on what's happening overseas. And so we're going to have to wait to see what the Jamaican Ministry of Health tells us about, you know, our ability to travel over there. We're constantly evaluating the potential to do different medical missions in different countries. We spent the last 3 years in Paraguay, and before that we were in Nicaragua. We've been in El Salvador, Peru, Ecuador. We've even done little mini missions in Mexico before. We've been all over the place. We've provided free health care to over 100,000 people, also more than 2,500 life-changing and life-saving surgeries to people in 9 countries over the past 20 years. Interestingly, this is the 20th anniversary of IMA Helps. We were founded by Inez Allen and her husband Tracy 20 years ago in Rancho Mirage. The effort continues, but interestingly, we're having to do medical mission type work right here in the Coachella Valley right now.
And you're doing it well. I'll give out the website. It's www.imahelps.org. Go there, learn about what IMA Helps does around the world, donate if you would like and help out, and then find out what, of course, they're doing right here in our own backyard, as Jeff has said. Jeff Kreider's been my guest. He's with IMA Helps. Jeff, always great to catch up with you and stay close to home. I guess like everyone else, it seems to be in someone else's hands well beyond our control at this point in time. Let's hope for the best.
Yes, thank you, Gene. We're just saying prayers for all of our volunteers and for everyone else in the healthcare community right now.
IMAHelps.org, again, the website. And Jeff, once again, thank you for your time and dedication over all the years. And our microphones are always open to you on IMA Helps whenever you need us.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate it.
Great to have you here. I'm Gene Nichols. This is Community Roundup.